Well, hello, I'm Dr. Len Horowitz. Welcome to the Insight Hour on www.bbsradio.com. Every Saturday at this time, we are talking from Hawaii. It's 3 o'clock, beautiful day in Hawaii on the Big Island, and 8 o'clock at night on the East Coast, and I guess it's about 5 p.m., just turning night on the West Coast. We do the Insight Hour every Saturday as well as on Wednesdays at the Insight Hour, which is a chat room which you can get onto on the internet by going to www.healthyworlddistributing.com, which is one of our corporate co-sponsors for this hour. It's www.healthyworlddistributing.com, and that I want to thank Don, also the director, professor, engineer, chief cook, and bottle washer of www.bbsradio.com and bloginservice.com, which is the sponsor of the Insight Hour and producer of the Insight Hour. So we're going to spend the next hour discussing everything from some current events to advances in science to metaphysical theology and issues that deal with humanity's salvation, physical as well as spiritual evolution, and that we're inviting your call so that this hour is for you. In fact, I had hoped that you would give me your questions, and looking forward to hearing from you this hour. Here's the toll-free numbers to call to get engaged in this discussion on the Insight Hour. It's 888-268-4313. That's 888-268-4313. And international callers, you're welcome to join us online at 281-419-7697. That's 281-419-7697. Let me run through a couple other of our corporate sponsors. We're pleased to be associated with a couple great companies and organizations, one of which is LifeWave. And so we've got Dwayne Robbins typically joining us every Wednesday for sure. Dwayne might be on this call also. We've got some questions that we have not even addressed on last Wednesday's conference call that I promised to address in this hour of the Insight Hour on bbsradio.com. We'd pick up where we left off on Wednesday, dealing with a lot of very interesting callers with questions concerning the Illuminati, the global elite, what's taking place in terms of global genocide, the depopulation agenda, how the Asian flu and other scams and frights are associated with pharmaceutical industrialists and a gross genocidal agenda, literally preparing us for the great end times plagues, of which we will be victimized if it wasn't for the insight. So that's what this Insight Hour is about, developing awarenesses that are not only life-saving, but also freeing. If the truth shall set you free, then the greatest truth shall set us the freest. So that's what this Insight Hour is about. We want to thank LifeWave Organization, great company with an awesome technology potentially for the transference of wealth in the end times predicted by all the prophets. You've heard it said that the meek shall inherit the earth. Well, the meek are those who are loving, simple, loving human beings who have the love of our Creator and of service to other human beings and humanity and to our grand Creator for that purpose of uplifting, not only physically healing us, but also spiritually enabling us to move on to where we need to be, not simply in death, but in life, to bring the Spirit, the Holy Spirit power of love into the now, and that is the meek that shall inherit the earth, those who are operating on that level. There's a whole spiritual transformation happening, and we basically have developed the concept of hosting this Insight Hour every week, in fact twice a week, in order to reach out to you, our brothers and sisters, my brother and my sister. I personally assume that since we are all blessed beings created in the image of our grand Creator and associated with that unity that we can all share, and in fact the science is proving now, is a part of our own hearts and your own heart stream. The love that's in your heart resonates to a specific frequency. We even know what that frequency is. It's 528 hertz. That's cycles per second. And so this is what binds us together as humanity, as well as a spiritual entity, a total unity of a knife. And so you're welcome to join us for this hour of questions and answers. We want to thank LifeWave Group. We want to thank Zuma, which is a alkalinization, water body chemistry alkalinization product and vehicle that we're using to not only raise awareness and consciousness regarding biospirituality, but also health, as well as financial prosperity, because having no money or limited resources is not part of the spiritual truth. It's not part of the reality that we can choose if we are totally in line. You know, the saying that there's nothing missing, nothing broken in the kingdom of heaven. And if we're to manifest that right now on earth as it is in heaven in our own lives, then, hey, there's a lot of prosperity available, isn't there? There's a whole universe of prosperity. And the question is, have we bought into the limitations and the duality between ourselves and reality? And if we have, then that's an ego mechanism operating. It's not a spiritual blessed being that's unified in harmony with the physics and mathematics of the law, the divine word. So that is a choice. And we're happy to choose different corporations to work with that will help us to not only free ourselves from plagues, but also financial woes. I've got our first caller on the line. Give us your name and tell us where you're calling from and give us your question.
Hey, this is Dwayne Robbins, and I got a list of questions here from people left over from Wednesday.
Wonderful, Dwayne. Thank you so much for joining us. I just introduced you. Folks, let me introduce Dwayne. He's a frequent guest and an assistant to me on the Inside Hour. He helps to host the shows and basically make sure that the internet links are up so that you can get the information that we're talking about. So I want to thank Dwayne for all of his efforts. Dwayne, go ahead. Give me some of the list of questions that we needed to respond to last Wednesday,
okay,
but ran out of time.
Yeah, that's terrific. We've got a few people also on a conference call listening to us, people that aren't able to get on the internet. So we have some callers as well there. So the first question I've got here is, they say, is ginkgo biloba an effective herbal for oxygenating the body, and what methods are effective?
Ginkgo biloba is one of the oxygenating herbs. In fact, the least expensive manner of oxygenating your body is simple hydrogen peroxide, which tastes horrible. But in the older days, you had a lot of folks who were wise, and in preparing their bodies and their body chemistry and oxygenation levels to defend themselves against the current and coming plagues. Viruses, bacteria, fungus, they don't do well. Most of the pathogens are anaerobic, so if you hit them with oxygen, you'll blow them out. And so hydrogen peroxide, not the store-based drugstore variety, but the food grade, 35% hydrogen peroxide. If you add 4 to 24 drops in an 8-ounce glass of water, then you've created an oxygenated solution that can actually increase your blood oxygen levels and your cellular oxygen uptake. The problem, as I mentioned with that, is that it's horrible tasting. And so if you're a naturopath, your doctor, you know, you're trying, someone like myself, to get people to increase their oxygen levels for therapeutic doses of oxygen, then that type of compliance behavior goes way down. And so we try to circumvent that by developing a product called OxyAdvantage. OxyAdvantage is a organic aloe vera juice that's impregnated with the equivalent of 25 drops of food-grade 35% hydrogen peroxide and the more stable magnesium peroxide. That's what most of the nutraceutical organizations, herbalists recommend versus hydrogen peroxide because it's more stable. You can ship it across country and it won't deteriorate as rapidly as the hydrogen peroxide. So you get a good dose of oxygen. And the oxygenating herbs include the ginkgo. You've got St. John's wort, a little American ginseng, and ginkgo, as well as, let me think, there's one more that I've left out, I'm sure. Hawthorn berry, that's what it is. And so these are oxygenating herbs. What do those herbs do? Well, they play with the enzymes on the membranes or surface membranes to cause the membranes of cells to become more permeable and to aid in the transport of oxygen across the cell membranes to get the oxygen intracellular. And that's where you want it, to basically not only cause the pathogen's demise, agents such as the mycoplasma beast, which is an intracellular pathogen, evades the immune system by going inside the cell. Same with viruses. Many viruses wreak havoc with the inside the cell's genetic information. So you need to get the oxygen into the cells, not simply in the surrounding fluids. And so those are the herbs that are typical for enhancing oxygen uptake by cells. The product, again, is called OxyAdvantage. It runs about $19 and change. It's a very, very inexpensive way of increasing your oxygen. It's excellent for asthmatics and people with heart conditions, coronary artery diseases, whereby you're not getting enough oxygen to the muscle of your heart, so you get angina. That is very important. Changing your body chemistry also, there's a couple products that we would recommend to do that, to enhance the pH, increase the pH and alkalization, which also is associated with oxygenation. Both oxygenation and alkalinization actually go hand in hand when you look at treating all chronic diseases. Every single disease is virtually the same type of pattern, where you get hyperacidity and hypoxia, low oxygen and hyperacidity. So the product, the number one product we recommend for a simple, take 2 ounces in a cap full, that's about 2 ounces a day. You can take a capful in the morning, that's 1 ounce, a capful in the evening if you're impaired or challenged by those illnesses, and you can very, very rapidly increase your oxygen into your blood. Every other form of oxygen that you can get is excellent. Everything from deep breathing exercises to hyperbaric oxygenation chambers. Oxygen is very, very vitally important for not only normalizing your blood chemistry, body chemistry, and your enzymatic reactions, your energy metabolism, but also the reversing diseases. Just not only preventing diseases, but reversing them occurs miraculously. I literally could spend, as I did in the book Healing Celebrations, Miraculous Recoveries Through Ancient Scripture, Natural Medicine, and Modern Science, going into oxygen, because it's element number 8 by no accident. The infinity sign, the words God, faith, and trust are also 8s. They're all 8s. And the new book that we're coming out with, you're going to see, it's called Walk on Water, how important not only oxygen is, but the infinity sign, and how it plays a role in virtually delivering the energy signature of our Creator on virtually everything. So the element number 8 is oxygen, and it is our Creator's blessing, literally a vibrating essence, a spiritual essence to the element oxygen that delivers restoration and recreation. And so this is, again, more information about why oxygen is so important. Go ahead, Dwayne, what's next?
Well, how does Emoto's work fit in with water and prayer? And how might we use these methods to build our immune system and ward off diseases?
Okay, well, first of all, I would research a product called the 3E. Go on the Internet. You can basically, if you're on the Internet right now listening, take down this information, and then after this program, you can click over to www.3epower.us. That's the number 3, small e, P-O-W-E-R, all one word, .us. And you can see what I've done with our friend and colleague, Dr. Misura Emoto's research, where if you haven't heard of Dr. Emoto's work, you really should. Dr. Emoto was featured in the movie What the Bleep. His work has now received international attention. He's been on the New York Times bestseller list for a book that I actually have, his two books right in front of me. I'm holding in my hand, in fact, the first autographed copy in the United States of the book, The Message from Water. And it says to Dr. Len Horowitz, love and thanks. I ended up opening for Dr. Emoto the first night that he was in the United States lecturing His books came late, halfway through his lecture. The books came in boxes, and he opened a box at the end of his lecture. He pulled the first book from it, and he signed it for me. We both acknowledge our water science mentor. That's Dr. Lee Lorenzen. And Dr. Lorenzen was the first clustered water or structured water producer in the United States. After examining what structured water, which Dr. Emoto shows is consistently the highest quality structuring, is the hexagonal shape, the six-sided hexagonal shape. It's got a sacred geometry to it. Now, what is this that we're looking at? Well, it's H2O. What's that? Two atoms of hydrogen, one atom of oxygen. The charges balance out, and it creates a tetrahedron. You remember what the Creator told Moses that the burning bush's name was? Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh. He says, I am that I am. I am the tetragrammaton. So the essence of our Creator, the Bible tells us that he is associated with or identical to the sacred geometric structure of the water molecule. And when the water molecule is like a tetrahedron, that's a pyramid. You've heard of pyramid power. Well, one of the things that the pyramid structure of water does is it kind of like intermingles with another one like it. And it forms in that process two pyramids, tetrahedrons, coming together, kind of like one on top of the other, and one upside down, the other right side up, comes together in three dimensions and forms not only the Solomon seal, the Star of David, but also the Merkaba. And it contains in that the essence of the creative energy of the universe. In fact, the book Walk on Water, which we're coming out with, let me give you folks a number to call for the product I shared a couple minutes ago in the book. You can order in advance now, Walk on Water, the book Healing Celebrations. As I mentioned, also has a lot to do with this. In fact, I don't take personal consultations with anyone until they've read the book Healing Celebrations, because it's so inexpensive. It's $23 and change, and you should really get that information. You might have questions afterwards, but they're going to be far more sophisticated. You'll be on a far better level, and as a health educator and a consumer advocate, I'd rather have you do your due diligence by doing a little reading. So the book is available, Healing Celebrations is available by calling 888-508-4787. All this material, the products that I'm mentioning, the best number to call is 888-508-4787 to get any of these products and information that I've been talking about. Or go on the website. There's a website called HealingCelebrations.com. HealingCelebrations.com will give you a summary of the book and a lot of great information there as well. But the Emoto work in water has been miraculous. It's been revolutionary. If you have seen what a snowflake looks like, typically snowflakes made of water are six-sided hexagonal shape rings of water. And in fact, a snowflake is not simply one water molecule, or these beautiful pictures of these snowflakes that, like pictures that Dr. Emoto took at 20,000 magnification, showing how magnificently shaped in the Star of David these water rings are. But you're really looking at hundreds of thousands of molecules of water coming together in that ringed shape. Now, what the benefit of this is for your own health is that the manner in which your DNA operates as an antenna to the Creator, literally the Holy Spirit flow, the power that uplifts you, in fact, precipitates and crystallizes you, as you're going to read in much more detail with a lot more scientific evidence. In fact, solid mathematics proves what I'm about to tell you, is that we live in a water universe that literally, I know it doesn't seem like you're underwater right now, but the fact is that you are. In fact, NASA photographs from the year 2000, that's only 6 years ago, was the first time that NASA scientists concluded that, in fact, all the celestial bodies and the galaxies and the planets all crystallize. That is, they materialize within water. There's water throughout space. So they've just proven that now, and the fact is that, you know, we're living as a hydro creation. You know, we're hydro creation. We're literally manifesting out of water, and your body, obviously, you know, is mostly water, and your DNA is bathed by these special water molecules that are called structured water molecules. And in fact, when you dehydrate yourself by not drinking enough good water, and when you don't get enough structured water, which is typically available in mother's breast milk, and by nature you're born with a very ample supply of structured water, and to some extent you create it, and we can create it by praying over water. That's one of the things that Dr. Emoto showed. But the fact is that your DNA and the manifestation of your physical body is completely dependent on those six-sided hexagonal-shaped structured water molecules that form the electrogenetic matrix, the water hydro matrix for hydroelectrogenetics. It's basically a hydro-energized, Holy Spirit power-filled resonance that precipitates or crystallizes you and I. In other words, the example I've used in past lectures is if you have blue eyes or brown eyes, you can attribute those not simply to your parents. In fact, it's less than 3% or about 3% of the genetics is associated with the heredity. And DNA, less than 3% of its actual function is in the realm of protein synthesis, where your DNA codes for RNA, which then causes amino acids to be brought to the protein manufacturing station of the cell called the ribosome, and it is here where the proteins are assembled, but that's less than 3% or approximately 3% of the total function of DNA. Science is focused on it, so we think it's all that there is, but that's not all she wrote. The fact is that over 90% of the function of DNA is engaged with this whole process of bioresonance. It's called photon-phonon reception and transmission. Photons are light, phonons are sound. Sound and light reception and transmission from the gene occurs because you've got these pyramid powers of structures, of sacred geometric forms, of the Creator's name, Yod-Heh, Vav-Heh, the Tetragrammaton, structured throughout your DNA, bathing it, and allowing this Holy Spirit to flow through that water to literally precipitate or materialize you in a quantum field. So that's essentially the most advanced, or at least some of the most advanced, water science reality checks, as well as genetic reality checks. And a tremendous amount of work is now being given to the fact that your two elements, hydrogen and oxygen, don't forget the power of the sun, all of the energy of the entire solar system, at least, if not the universe, is based on this vibrating hydrogen atom. And that this particular element, combined with the atomic oxygen, is in the H2O molecule, in the water molecule, represents a divine virtual pairing of the bride and the Creator, or the Messiah and the Creator, and working with the Holy Spirit. It's virtual, the Trinity. It completes the Trinity. You've got hydrogen, oxygen, and the Holy Spirit flow is what you've really got. And so this is, you know, really what it almost is in elemental physics and chemistry. You know, hydrogen is the power source. The sun is about 99.9% hydrogen. And all the life comes out of that energy of light. And, of course, oxygen, I've already mentioned, is the Creator's healing element, powerful healing element. So you've got the Creator with hydrogen, the power of hydrogen, which is pH, parts hydrogen or power of hydrogen. And then you've got oxygen, which is the great healing element. So you can think of that as sort of like the Messiah, the great healer. That is now the pairing of the bride with the Creator, the groom, and as a result of that, you have this incredible capacity to move the Holy Spirit flow of divinity, of perfection, to cause miracles, healings and manifestations of physical matter. And this is the kind of the context in which we're currently working, not only with the book Healing Celebrations, which goes into oxygen as the fourth step. The second step deals with hydrogen. The first step is detoxification. The second step is deacidification. The third is normalizing or boosting natural immunity. Every single one of those steps should be done by every single one of you listening to this, whether you're healthy or ill. Right now, every single one of us, given this time and age and the challenges we face with the environment and the toxicity and the manner in which depopulation and intoxication is ongoing and surging now, you need to take these preventative steps if you really want to do your best to survive, if not even thrive. But the fourth, oxygenation, step four is oxygenation. Step five is the bioenergetics of life and looking at all the technologies from the Miracle 6 frequency resonance instrument that Healing Celebrations and, Healthy World Distributing Cells, the Rife machine based on Royal Raymond Rife's brilliant research based on Nikola Tesla's earlier research where he talked about the extraordinary powers of the 3, 6s, and 9s, which we now know opens the portal to the spiritual domain and causes the physical manifestation through the energy resonance out of that spiritual domain. So physical comes out of spiritual, and Tesla was the chief researcher in that field, and he had students like Rife who developed these energy equipment, like the Rife machines, like the Miracle 6. You've got this work by Dr. Emoto is another great example, where Dr. Emoto shows that if you take your hands and pray over water and you place on the water container love, the word love, and the word thanks, what happens is that the water will begin to move into the shape of divinity once again. Even though it's been blown out by toxins, chemical toxins, fluoride, chlorine in the drinking waters, heavy metal toxicity, all of these blow out the sacred geometry of the water molecule. The hydrogen and oxygen vibrate according to divinity and divine laws. And when you poison it, what happens is it starts to vibrate in dissonance instead of perfect harmony with the universe. And that dissonance reflects when you magnify water at 20,000 magnification, the dissonance in the vibrational energy, the molecular structuring literally changes because the resonance vibration has changed. And so the Holy Spirit is now no longer able to move through a poisoned, structurally degenerated water molecule as nearly as it can. It needs to be rejuvenated. And how can you do that? Well, Dr. Emoto talks about and shows if you pray over water, even polluted water, you can reconstitute it, restructure it into the sacred geometry. And so getting back to what I originally requested that you do, write down www.3epower.us, 3epower.us, and it goes into Dr. Emoto's work. It goes into how we have now integrated the perfect circle of sound, the Creator's original musical scale, which we shared with you in the book Healing Codes for the Biological Apocalypse. Ut, re, mi, fa, sol, la, and all of those tones defined in Webster have to do with the salvation and the baptism of the planet, with the Holy Spirit flow to rejuvenate and uplift this planet, its spirit, back to the divine spirit. And that is a virtual global baptism that will be accomplished, the Bible, Revelation 14:1 says, will be accomplished by singing a new song, a new song. Well, we have the words now. We have the music now. In fact, I'm going to request that every single one of you listening to this program talk to Dwayne or talk to Cliff Puterbaugh or John the Baptist. We call John. These are sponsors of what's called Pinnacle Quest. And in March, we're taking a sojourn to Malta and following that to the Holy Land in search of the venue for the Beginning Times concert for the 144,000 to take place somewhere, we believe, on or before the year 2012. And so this is, we're looking actually at some at a specific property that a sister of ours has over there to apply this sacred sound, the perfect circle of sound, to the water body of the Red Sea. And so she has a property there, she's been blessed with a property there that she feels is scriptural, and that this is one of the venues that we're going to be checking out very seriously to hold the concert, the Beginning Times concert. And if you think about it, and this is what is on the website 3epower.us, where you realize if the Creator created through the spoken word on water, remember back from the book of Genesis, beginning, there was the Creator, there was the Word, and we look at it, there was the water. The water was there as well. And so it was the Creator's word on the water that caused all of life to come out of it. All of the universe, the light versus darkness, came out of water. Now this is consistent, folks, with science, the most advanced science in the field of physics and mathematics and even water science. In fact, dolphins are the supreme sonic creatures on this planet. Dolphins and whales, they could communicate globally through water. Water is a much better electromagnetic and bioacoustic transmitting medium than air is, and they have the power to play with sound underwater to do extraordinary things with water bubbles that include creating light within bubbles and heat within the bubbles that are hotter than the sun or is hot, 5,000 degrees, some of these bubbles that the dolphins are blowing and playing with underwater. They literally play with them. They move them back and forth. They create them first sonically, and then they move them back and forth, you know, with their fins and with their spouts and with their noses, and ultimately it's all, and with their sonically. They sonically move them all around, and the heat within them can get up to 5,000 degrees, which approximates the heat of the sun. And so the Bible is totally accurate. The previous myths about how creation from the ancient cultures and civilization, all of the myths that said that the Creator created or the gods created the universe through song and sound is totally accurate based on the most advanced science, and it engages water to the max, the holiness and sacredness of water. And if you think about how the Creator creates through the spoken word on water, and how you then are expected to create in your own life, recognizing how vitally important your own word is, Yeshua, or Jesus, said that you'll be judged by every word that comes out of your mouth. It either reflects the goodness and love in your heart or the evil that dwells therein. And he said that the kingdom of heaven is near. He did not mean temporally far off in time. He meant right here, right now. We're literally standing in heaven. We're standing in a creative matrix of water, whereby your frequency of resonance not only comes out and affects other people around you and the environment in general, which is connected to the, you know, totality of the unification theory of the universe. We're all connected. Mathematically, you're going to see that we are indeed. It's been now proven. This is, again, the work that I'm working on now, finishing up the book, Walk on Water, whereby your resonance frequency not only comes in and affects your own water within your own DNA and makes you sick, and that's judgment. It's immediate. You'll be judged by every word. It's immediate judgment taking place within your own DNA, making you sick. That's what anger and sadness and grief and lacking forgiveness does to us, particularly when we speak those ugly and dissonant words, versus the cosmic effect. Because again, when we now begin to examine how the Holy Spirit works in each and every one of us, and how we've all been divinely designed by our great Creator, and how the universe is one, and we are one with the universe, and the bottom line is that you're connected. So what you say and what you actually has a humongous impact on the reality, which is a duality. It's not a reality-based thing that we're experiencing here. It's related to the original sin of whereby, you know, you begin to see that there's a difference between you and the Creator. You know, that's the false deception, where you begin to realize that who we really are at our core are co-creators, powerful co-creators created in the image of our Creator to do what? What every parent wants from their children, to simply have a good life, to be blessed, to be creative, and to bring home praise and glory to our Creator, our Father, Mother, Grand Creator, for giving us the opportunity to live a creative existence and come home with the blessings from school called Planet Earth to show, hey, folks, this is what I did. Oh, Mom, oh, Dad, you are so awesome. Thank you for the opportunities you've given me in life. Isn't that what we all, as parents, want from our children? A simple thank you every once in a while, and an acknowledgement every once in a while, and to simply see how wonderful their creative talents are being expressed brings joy to, you know, our hearts. And that's what our great Creator also wants, simply to receive that type of acknowledgement and simply see that we're doing great things. Co-creators. Now, how are we to do that if we don't use the technology and the knowledge that the Creator's given us? If we know that the Creator created through the spoken word, if we know that we're created in the image of the Creator to do justice to this magnificent creation, if we know that the lips, the words that we speak, are the co-creative instruments given to us, and even Webster says that in the dictionary, that's the sixth note of the original musical scale is la biaratum, ut re mi fa sol la, do re mi fa sol la, la biaratum, the lips, the powerful co-creative instruments to recreate this planet in the vibration and essence of our loving Creator. That will uplift, that will baptize the entire, not just simple planet Earth, but the entire universe, which literally is linked to us, linked to our genetics. In the book Walk on Water, one of the greatest risks for genetic manipulation, now that we're proving with hard science, is that the modification and manipulation and mutation of genetics, of DNA, throughout all the species, is literally sending distress signals to the farthest reaches of the universe, because it's a antenna that's connected and a resonating matrix of water that's connected to the rest of the resonating matrix of water within which the universe is manifest. So we're all connected. It's all one. And that oneness is not part of the duality deception. You know, the fact that we are, relatively speaking, in any cases, poor is by our own consciousness or lack of awareness. If we don't have the resources at our disposal to do the great works of our Creator that our Creator and our destiny has in store to us, then we can't look and blame other people. We've got to look within ourselves and find out at the core of that dilemma is this duality, this deceptive reality that we live in, whereby we think we're separate from the creative matrix of the universe. So tapping that creative matrix, you can not only create restoration and health and balance and happiness and relationships that work and are uplifting, but also financial reparation and reward, because it's all one universe. It's not like you've been sent here to planet Earth to suffer. Our Creator is not the source of your suffering. Our Creator is simply the source of constant blessing, forever giving, forgiving. And the bottom line is that that's how we need to be in order for us to hold very dearly and humbly and appreciatively and powerfully the creative capacity of our Creator. So that's literally, to get to that point, you've got to do some soul searching and get to the point whereby you stop projecting the duality. It is not you and me, it's us together. It's not you versus me, or it's not me versus them, or me as a human being against the elements of nature. All of this is kind of like what we've all been brainwashed into believing, this whole painful, fearful survival of the fittest physical reality. That is a deception. Now we know that based on the mathematics and physics. We even know the portal, the 3, 6, and 9 portals, the mathematical matrix of the universe, the creative frequencies of the universe. We're so bright. We're so well informed. Well, how do we apply this in our lives? This is the most important question. And it's got to start within our hearts. And it's got to start within our hearts recognizing the unity, not the duality. And it's got to proceed from recognizing the unity to literally inviting into our lives the prosperity that is there. We're standing in the kingdom of heaven. Let us manifest the prosperity that exists in heaven, on earth, now. So that's kind of like a long-winded discussion on hydrogen and oxygen, but that's really where it goes, this discussion of oxygen and hydrogen and the divinity of water and the power of the Holy Spirit flowing through water. We open up, like the book Walk on Water, and I'll give you a toll-free number again to pre-order the book. It should be due out in the early part of the new year. It's 888-508-4787. That's 888-508-4787. Get the book Healing Celebrations to begin. If you want to do some background reading on this whole concept, get the book Healing Codes for the Biological Apocalypse. That's where the good news starts. Then it goes into the Healing Celebrations book. And then I'm now working on Walk on Water. And this is where this now discussion of water science leads us. It leads us to our creative co-creationistic responsibilities, not simply as human beings, but as superhuman beings that have been dumbed down and that have been deceived and living for millennia. Parents and parents, our ancient ancestors living under the tyranny and the slavery of deception and this duality that really, you know, in the biblical Judeo-Christian sense begins with the original sin, where instead of faith and trust, you know, we want to have the knowledge of good versus evil, and that begins the duality, where we're now separated from the unity. We're separated from the Creator as the blessed co-creationistic instruments that the Creator has created to simply play and to really expand the Creator's blessings and joy and prosperity and everything good that humanity has been denied since the original sin. So, Dwayne, I hope you appreciate that.
That's terrific. I definitely do. Maybe you can comment as far as building the immune system and warding off diseases, if there's any specific prayers you might suggest or specific tuning fork pitches to listen to.
Well, the number one CD in the world that I would highly recommend everybody get that has Gregorian chants on it, it's chant-like music, which is the original musical scale, which we published in the book, Healing Codes for the Biological Apocalypse, and it is the work by Jonathan Goldman called Holy Harmony. Another colleague of ours, both Jonathan's and mine, is currently working on another another CD right now as we speak, we're going to be seeing more musicians all over the world taking on these revelations in this music. But at this point in time, we only have the one awesome CD called Holy Harmony, and that goes into all of the frequencies that are sung in an ancient Gregorian chant-like style by professional vocalists according to and harmonizing with the tuning forks that Jonathan Goldman had prepared based on the following frequencies. These are the original creative core creative frequencies of the universe. So they are 396-417-528-639-742-963-174-285. Then it goes back to 396. And if you follow it, it's the perfect circle of sound. It follows a progression of the ancient mystery school Pythagorean mathematics, each of those, the singles, the digit, the tens, the hundreds, columns go in a circle from one to nine. Zero is not in the ancient mystery school Pythagorean math. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. That's it. It's a nine note scale. It's a nine matrix of math. The tones themselves, in terms of prayer, we suggest that you use whatever prayer is on your heart with intent. The issue is what's in your heart and what's the intent in your heart. If it's a sincere, powerful, loving, positive intent, then if you use these frequencies, it is theoretically enhanced that your intent will manifest, because, again, these are the core creative frequencies of the universe. They connect you virtually to the heavenly throne. The master conductor, master composer, singing love songs, uplifting everything simultaneously, is what you access when you play those frequencies. It's like when you play string from a guitar, and you, about a couple yards away, you've got another guitar that you don't pluck the string, but it's the string that is tuned to the same frequency of sound. And when you pluck one, the frequency vibrations move through the atmosphere and cause the other to vibrate. And so what you're doing by using these core creative frequencies in prayer with a sincere, heartfelt, loving intent is that that's a string that you're plucking at the center of your heart. It's the 528 Miracle 6 frequency that's also, and this you'll learn also in the Walk on Water book that's forthcoming, is the core center frequency of the miraculously manifested universe. So that is in your heart. The miracle worker is in you. It's in your heart. And when you pluck that string with intent and positive outcome, desire, and love, then that's what's going to ring to the extent of the universe, and you will have the entire universe behind you in manifesting it. This is also how prayer works in a quantum field where time-space is relative. I mean, this is like Einsteinian, you know, physics. Now we're going way beyond the notion of the physics and even quantum physics now. When we talk about the other dimensions, the scalar energies that are out there, the capacity for you to pray for somebody in the United States, if you're living in Denmark, and have that prayer manifest, or even be talking, there are now blessed healers who have the capacity to do telephone prayers and consultations with you over the telephone, and you can literally feel, if they're good and you're sensitive, the changes occurring in your own body. How is that taking place? It's because we're living in the quantum field of energy that I'm talking about and that we're proving now with the advances in the mathematics and physics and water science. And so this is how prayer should be done. The music that is the core creative frequencies of the universe should be the premier music that you use for prayer, and that I can't see anyone having harm come of this, because these revelations are provided to not simply level the playing field of we the meek in these end times, of we the deserving of the full anointing and the blessings and the promise, and to live in Yisroel, where the lion lies down with the lamb and have peace on earth. And this is the transition period that we're engaged in now, this final 7 years to the year 2012, where all the prophets say there's going to be a new beginning. And that this is really a frequency and a technology, a sound-based creative technology that we're blessed to advance. And you're really blessed to hear. I hope you folks who are listening really appreciate this. I mean, you can imagine how blessed I feel with 7 billion people on this planet to be sharing this most advanced revelation at this extraordinary time that integrates not only the most advanced sciences and health science and water science and physics and mathematics, but on biblical scripture of Bible code revelations, codes that have been buried for over 3,000 years that illuminate us to the truth about how this universe has been put together by our loving Creator, and then how we can not only manifest this creationism in our own lives and take responsibility for being the superhumans that we were originally destined to become, particularly in this age. But to realize that you are listening, how few people are actually out there listening, those who have ears to hear this type of truth. So how blessed you are, and I am, and we are together as brothers and sisters to receive this information. It's extraordinary. It's beyond extraordinary. So,
amazing.
Go ahead, Dwayne.
That's amazing, yeah. Do you have any specific prayers that you would suggest using?
I think that's a question for every single one of us to answer, and prayers come at the right time. You know, the saying goes, when the student is ready, the teacher presents. You know, the same thing with reading the Bible, the same thing with certain prayers and chants. For many years, I did many, many different disciplines to get to the place where I am right now. I'm not saying it's good or bad or any better or any worse than anything else. But the bottom line is I remember the times, years I spent where I would simply have a Bible next to my bed at the bedstand, and I wake up in the morning, before I opened my eyes, I reached over, grabbed the Bible, opened it, threw my finger without looking on a particular verse, and that was my lesson for the day. And, you know, more times than not, it had direct relevance to the issues of my life. So, again, you know, what's right for me is not necessarily right for you in your particular time and space and evolution into spiritual development and professional development and personal development. And, you know, we're all like peeling back layers like an onion of the tragedies and the issues and the skeletons in our closets and the child-based traumas that have kept us and the deceptions that have kept us from realizing our fullest potential and manifesting the joy in our relationships and the prosperity in our relationships. All of this is the limitations that we have set up, you know, through our own culture, our socialization processes, our education or miseducation, I'd prefer to say, processes, whereby we have to evolve beyond those deceptions and limitations. And when we do that, we realize that we're all unique and we're all pulling back certain layers of our own uniqueness, whether that is a barrier, you know, our own unique barrier, because your life history is different from my life history. And what traumatized you when you were young, you know, didn't traumatize me. I had my own traumas to deal with. And now we're in the process of revealing the core essence, the child within that's perfect, that's pure, that's totally enlivened by love. And to that extent, certain prayers at certain times, you know, may work for you better than me, and vice versa. So I think it's really important that you honor your own uniqueness, that you honor your own spiritual development, your own spiritual evolution, and that you have a powerful relationship with your Creator right here, right now. It's you're sitting with your Creator. And so it's through prayer that you have the power to access that intelligence. And that is the power. You know, don't ask Dr. Len Horowitz, what's your most important prayer? Ask your Creator through prayer, what is yours? And then there's numerous ways to access it. I'm telling you, you can get this type of guidance, not only from the Bible, you can get it. And, you know, I'm sure I'm going to alarm many of those who call themselves Christians who have, in my humble opinion, limitations by their doctrines and dogmas. You know, when I suggest to you the possibility that you might gain these revelations by doing the Course in Miracles, or you might pick up the I Ching. You know, the Chinese have been using it for years. As a matter of fact, one of the editions I just had on the book Walk on Water is the theory of Terence McKenna. I just wrote this section in the book Walk on Water that Terrace McKenna has advanced a mathematical thesis on history, and it jives beautifully. You know, like it correlates perfectly with the Rodin's mathematical model of the universe, of Haramein's unification theory of the universe, of Mueller's standing gravitational theory of the universe. Now you've got McKenna's history mathematical matrix, where the main events in history, and he likewise says, watch out, 2012 is coming, and it's going to be a complete new ball game in 2012. Now he said that back in the 90s. He passed away, I think it was the year 2000. He passed away 6 years ago, but he's left his work behind. And, you know, we're really looking at a whole variety of ways to see the truth. And the truth is the same, no matter which way you really look at it and what gets in between you and realizing the full expression and the full amount of truth. And then again, remember, the truth shall set you free. So the greatest truths also have the capacity to set you the freest. And the only thing, or the main thing, that is, that really prohibits you from grasping the entire truth is all the doctrines and all the dogmas that all the religions and all of the particular theologies have laid out, that instead of the way being the way that the Messiah taught, pure and simple, you know, you've got, you know, in Judeo-Christianity at least, you know, you've got from Constantine on, you've got this Roman Catholicism type of cult called Christianity today. And, you know, and you've got gross deceptions within the Jewish tradition, for example. You're not even allowed to say the name of the Creator because, you know, you're just a human being. You're not a Levite priest or you're not a rabbi, so you don't have the authority to know the Creator's name. Well, that's not what the Bible says. So we're all steeped in doctrines and dogmas, and the more I live, the more I'm witnessing that every single race and religion and culture has elements of the truth and access to the truth in every single one of us. And, you know, the concert for the 144,000 for salvation of this planet is supposed to be represented by all the 12 tribes. Everybody is supposed to have millions survivors, and so there'll be, you know, at least X amount of Muslims, there'll be X amount of Jews, there'll be X amount of Christians, there'll be X amount of whoever, Hindus, you know, and that's the way it should be, shouldn't it? If I ask you in your heart, you know, who is to survive? Are you going to be the final judge? Are you going to say that this or that race or religion doesn't deserve to enter into the kingdom of heaven? I sincerely doubt that that decision will come out of your heart. And if it does, then that's what the Messiah said is the evil within your heart that's getting expressed through your words, which are not creating bliss. They're creating fear and dissonance and hatred and war and terrorism and on the deception and the deficiency and delinquency goes. It's not what we want in the end. It's not Yisroel, that is where the lion lies down with the lamb, where we have peace on earth. Now you've got a dogmatic deception being perpetrated, literally an attack against the superhuman race of beings, which we all would belong to if it was not for the gross deceptions. So go for it. Just go for it. It's your own. It's unique to you. It's whatever way you feel in your heart is the direct next calling. When the student is right, the teacher will come. Personally, I've had so many teachers that have blessed me in so many different theologies. And, you know, the fact that I've simply chosen to be a Judeo-Christian, that I, you know, totally appreciate what the Messiah did for me and for others, that's not me saying to you that you're going to be doomed and rotten in hell if you don't take on Jesus as your Lord and Savior. It simply says that I appreciate the fact that there are other people who have access to the kingdom of heaven other than those who preach a dogma. So, Dwayne, any other questions?
Well, I think we're out of time here. It looks like we're past our hour. So
I I think we've called it an inside hour.
But I really enjoy all those answers. It's been wonderful spending this time with you. Thank you so much,
Dwayne. Thank you. I know that you're a brother in Yeshua, and I hope I haven't offended you this hour.
Well, you never do, brother, because I'm open to learn and to grow, and I love the challenges and the opportunity to learn and to grow. So it's I love you, and I think we can all grow together.
Well, thank you. And then, Don, I want to thank you again, the engineer, the guy who's behind all the making this happen every Saturday. Let me give you again some numbers to contact. From now on next Wednesday is the next Insight Hour. Same time next Wednesday at www.healingcelebrations.com. Now, let me make an appeal to you folks. For those of you who appreciate this information and it's a blessing to you, then what you're supposed to do is literally tithe 10% to the Levites. I mean, this is the Old Testament. You're supposed to tithe 10% of every dollar you earn to the people to support your spiritual growth. Now, if this is blessing you and you want more of it, what I urge you to do is support us. I'm not asking you for 10%. I'm not asking you for 1%. Every penny we've always earned has been earned the hard way. We've got some fabulous books, tapes, CDs, healthcare products. I simply ask you to go and support us by buying those good things, joining our Biospiritual Dream Team organizations. You know, be part of our brotherhood and the Spread Fire organization, for example, with Pinnacle Quest. Learn what we're doing from the people every Wednesday that we get online with. And then call this toll-free number to order your books, tapes, CDs, DVDs, healthcare products. That number is 888-508-4787. That's toll-free, 888-508-4787. And go to the healthyworlddistributing.com website. There's a chat room there for Wednesday's calls. Get the number there. You can call in. And Don, thank you so much. Bloginservice.com is great. BBSradio.com, great appreciation for everything that you do, Don, behind the scenes. And I look forward to speaking with you and everybody else on BBSradio.com next Saturday. Don't forget Wednesday's call. Love you. Over and out.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a Bloginservice.com production and a Service to Others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.